Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 29, 2023. Michael Leitman, on the Times of Israel, heat waves are becoming more common and intense. Why is this happening? Indeed, this summer the Northern Hemisphere is experiencing record heat waves. July 2023 was the hottest month since we began temperature measurements, and there are also record temperatures in the oceans. The Mediterranean, for example, measured 5 degrees above average. There have been record heat waves in the US, Europe and other places. The deeper reason for the heat waves is that we humans are nature's highest level out of the 4 levels: still, vegetative, animate and human. Accordingly, our attitudes to each other hold the most influence in nature. While we develop with increasingly negative attitudes to each other, we likewise feel nature's response to us in increasingly negative ways. If, however, we want to cool down on the inside and on the outside, that is, to become more restrained and balanced in our attitudes toward each other, then we will also experience how nature cools down in relation to us. Our negative attitudes to each other are the sole element in nature that pushes the whole of nature out of balance. By becoming more heated toward each other, we similarly experience an external expression in rising temperatures of our inner growing ego-based negativity. But we need to understand that there are two sides to our relations. They can either destroy or restore. We are developing toward a harmonious and peaceful state of existence, where we will all be able to live on this planet in total safety, comfort, happiness and confidence. The problem is that we are currently headed to that harmonious state via a path of increasing troubles and crises. If we want to shift to a positive course and alleviate the need for various blows to wake us up to the increasing suffering that comes from living in an egoistic paradigm, then we need to educate ourselves differently to how we do today. What does it mean to educate ourselves differently to how we do today? It means that we start permeating values and examples of positive connection above our egoistic drives throughout human society, not just in our formal learning environments like schools, colleges and universities, but also in our media, culture, the arts and entertainment that we absorb on a moment-by-moment basis. Questions about spiritual work. 10. Question: at some point, a person decides to stop receiving for his own sake? Whose decision is it, a person's or the Creator's? Answer: a person's. Question: when a person understands the nature of his receiving, how can he find the lowest point from which he will push himself to the prayer and connection? Answer: the lowest point is when a person feels that there is no one in this world lower and worse than him. It is from this point that he should begin the ascent. Question: when the Creator reveals our illness or gives us some kind of shock, the first reaction is hatred and resentment against the Creator. Is it possible to change this so that there is only gratitude? Answer: thank and ask the Creator to change us. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, August 10, 2023. Habit becomes a second nature. How can I feel the importance of a friend? What helps me feel the importance and greatness of a friend? The fact that I am getting closer to him and I want to be together with him, and thus there already are two of us, and then there will be three, four, and so on until there are countless people who will work together on the recognition of the greatness of the friends. To understand that a friend is as important and great for me as the Creator, I have to think more that he is on the path with me, that he is important to me, that without him I cannot reach the goal, and that he cannot do it without me. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, August 10, 2023. Habit becomes a second nature. Fix things, relationships, and life. Question: people get together and separate, They do not have the strength to mend their relationships and their connection. It is easier for them to start over. We know from Kabbalah that the whole of nature, generally speaking, is breakage. We are living in it and we need to correct it. What should people do anyway, try to glue their relationships together or should start over? Answer: people have to understand that nothing is perfect. On one hand, everything in nature consists of revealing contradictions, harmful properties, and so forth. On the other hand, our attitude to that should be very patient and consciously correct. In any state, we have to see some opportunities for correction. And not only corrections but improvements in our life. However, this will be possible if we relate to this in the correct way. From CabTV's Kabbalah in the Modern Turbulent World, August 3, 2023. The Inception of Wisdom. Question: the chapter 2 points in the book of Zohar starts with "Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." What does the beginning of wisdom mean? What kind of wisdom are we talking about? And why is fear considered wisdom? Answer: the point is that when a person awakens some attitude toward the Creator based on awe of Him, it is the inception of human wisdom. From this point onward, a person can develop in this direction. The Creator is an upper force that manifests itself in relation to people as a quality of love and bestowal. Therefore, in order to achieve a connection with the Creator, a person must acquire the same qualities of trepidation toward bestowal and connection. Then a person can advance. Wisdom is the accurate perception of the Creator, the correct connection with Him, and the right understanding of His actions in relation to us humans. And the first step toward this wisdom, in order to establish proper contact with Him, should be awe of the Creator. From CabTV's Introduction of the Book of Zohar, August 6, 2023. What is hidden in a prayer for rain? Comment: there is a prayer for rain that is said in the autumn after the Sukkot holiday. Great importance is attributed to it. This request for rain is included in many other prayers. The prayer begins, "And answer us, who created the world with the property of mercy." Can you explain this first sentence? My response: it is because it is possible to feel another property of the Creator, the property of judgment, sharpness, and so on, and here is the property of mercy. Question: what is the property of mercy? Answer: this is initially a property of a good attitude to the world and to people. Question: are we asking that this particular property be pointed out? Answer: yes. Question: then it suddenly appears, "He chooses His people, Israel, so that it knows all your majesty and the splendor of your glory." What does it mean that Israel was chosen to know your greatness? The nation of Israel was chosen. Answer: this is a group that should inform the whole world about the Creator, His greatness, His abilities, His intentions, and so on. This is what this nation was chosen for. Question: and this should be included in the prayer and repeated all the time? Answer: so that we ourselves rise and set an example. Comment: it further reads, "He who listens to prayer, send dew and rain on the earth and fill the whole world with thy bounty." That is, suddenly there is a request for the whole world. My response: of course, because everyone depends on water. Question: why do we ask for the whole world? Not for ourselves, and not for the place where we live? Answer: because we are dependent on the whole world. And therefore, if you ask, you must ask for everybody. Question: is this the correct request to ask for the whole world? Answer: yes, and in the prayer, it is said that we ask for ourselves in the last turn. First for the world and only then for ourselves. Comment: then it goes like this, "Purify and free this year from all evil, all harm, and all misfortunes." My response: yes. What else does a man need? Question: when you say "purify and free this year from all evil," what does it mean? Answer: because everything was initially created in its opposite form, good, evil, heat, cold, love, hate. That is why we ask this way. Question: what does purify mean? Purify what? Answer: remove it from my way, from our way. Question: and what is meant by all evil and all harm? Answer: things that can harm our life that should be aimed at rapprochement with the Creator. Everything that moves us away from rapprochement with the Creator is evil and harmful. Question: further it reads, and give him hope and favorable completion. What should hope be like? Answer: so that everything will be good for us, for people, for his creations. Question: is the whole world included again here? Answer: the whole world, absolutely. Question: that is, you think that here all the time has been laid down before for the world? Answer: man's relation to the whole world. Question: have mercy on us and all our crops and fruits, and send us blessed and generous rains, bringing life and peace, as in good years. And toward the end, it suddenly talks about rain. It is clear that rain is good for the earth and so on. What is meant by the word rain? What does it mean for a man? Answer: the word rain means the basis, the root, the beginning of all corporeal life. Because practically rain is a blessing that descends from heaven to earth. And it embodies the benevolent attitude of the Creator to his creations. Question: it is said bringing life and immediately added, and peace. Life is more or less clear, it gives life. And when it is said peace, what is that about? Answer: this refers not only to rain as water, H2O, but also to goodness, to the correct attitude of the Creator to his creations with which he fills them. Question: it goes on, but this is, as it were, the main thing. Tell me, please, what does it mean in the inner work, in the spiritual work of man, to send rain? What is this? Answer: rain is a great, good blessing, spirituality that descends from above and manifests itself in our corporeal world in the form of rain, in the form of water descending from above. Question: and what is this great blessing for my heart, for my soul? Answer: this is what keeps us alive, what revitalizes us. Question: is it rain? Answer: yes, it is precisely water. It also means spiritual water, upper water, and lower water. It is the force of nature, the Creator's kindness to us, which descends and is transmitted precisely in such a corporeal way through his actions on us. Question: but a person says, as it were, my soul has died, I am dry. Everything is dried up inside me. Is this precisely a request for rain? Answer: yes. In general, this condition can be terrible. Just as we are in the water in our mother's womb and come out of it with the water. These are quite complicated things. Question: that is, practically we always ask for rain when we feel bad. Answer: yes. Rain, water, means rachamim, mercy. That is why we ask for it. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Lateman, June 8, 2023. Artificial intelligence. Comment: while studying chaos theory, scientists conducted many experiments and created what is called an intelligent mind. They made a computer programmed with certain algorithms. But scientists were not clear why in different situations the computer chose the best way to respond. It seems that these are artificial machines, but there is some element of reason in them. My response: it is not reason. It is just that a person cannot embrace absolutely everything and fully understand and feel everything, therefore, it seems that there is some element here above our logic. It is indeed higher than our logic, higher than our mind, but still it is clearly defined and scientifically determined. We are not able to feel, collect, and understand all these processes. There are no miracles in nature. Question: are we also in this state regarding the next step? Answer: of course. We are controlled by the forces of nature that drive us forward. But at the same time they require us to develop, to define ourselves, to feel differently. From CapTV's I Got a Call. Artificial Intelligence, May 7, 2011. New Life 486. The Degree of Righteous. Dr. Michael Lateman in conversation with Aaron Levi and Nitsa Mazatz. What is the degree of righteous in spirituality? Why do we experience awakening during a pilgrimage to the tombs of the righteous? How can we relate to their Torah and their spiritual level? There is nothing of holiness in the objects left behind by a righteous, not in his relatives nor in anything material. A righteous is a person who has developed forces of love and bestowal and has revealed the Creator in his inner vessels. A righteous person is one who repeatedly transcends the desire to receive in order to awaken in himself the desire to bestow. Any person who develops spiritually can reach the level of each one of the righteous. We can make contact with the righteous through the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah in a correct group that connects with love above the ego. The power attained in the right connection can be called righteous, and within this power we attain the Creator. It takes at least a minion, 10 people who want to transcend spiritually with the help of wisdom of Kabbalah, which is the Torah of the truth. We must distinguish between spiritual things and religious psychological things. Religions teach heritage and customs, and increase one's ego. The wisdom of Kabbalah, on the other hand, speaks of correcting the ego with the help of the light that reforms. From CapTV's New Life 486, The Degree of Righteous, December 30, 2014. This summary was written and edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lateman. Michael Lateman, on Quora, can you tell me some questions which will help me introspect? Do I have love for humanity? If it seems too far-fetched to have love for humanity from the beginning, then you could start with love for people in your own country. How do you check if you have love for people in your country? Are you willing to share everything you have with them? If you feel love for them, then you would certainly share everything you have with them, just like you do in the family. Today, we might be willing to be decent citizens who find a place of work and who pay their taxes, but nature requires more from us. Nature wants us all to feel a much deeper connection to each other, as one man with one heart. Achieving a love-fueled connection is a condition set in nature, and it runs against our egoistic nature, where we wish to enjoy for self-benefit at the expense of each other. While we do not want to prioritize the benefit of others according to our egoistic nature, we can, however, counter our egoistic desire in order to start taking others into consideration. It depends solely on the way we influence each other. If we set up our communications in our societies, cultures and the media to influence each other with values and examples of mutual consideration, then we will strengthen each other to positively connect above our egoistic drives. We need to evolve in our mutual awareness to understand that our positive connection to each other above our egoistic drives is no matter of ethics or morals. It is rather a condition set in nature. The more we let our egos develop without any motions to positively connect above them, the more we will fall into a bigger and bigger pit of troubles. We thus need to bring ourselves to a state where we will tell ourselves that we have to achieve a positive connection because it is the highest law of nature. We neither understand nor feel it. On the contrary, we constantly think in an opposite direction, about how we can make ourselves more comfortable. Our every desire, thought and action is for our personal benefit, from how we sit, eat and drink to how we aim ourselves at various goals in our lives. Nature, however, demands of us to elevate ourselves above our inborn nature and instead of thinking about ourselves, to think about others. Such awareness should gradually bring us to a state of realizing that we simply cannot desire, think and act for the benefit of others, and in order to do so, we need to ask for the force of love to enter our connections. Nature created our world in such a way so that we eventually reach a genuine request for help, called a prayer? We will then connect with the upper force in nature, and it will pass on the force of love to everyone. We will then all become as one unit, sharing a harmonious and peaceful existence in a single connection among each other and with the positive force of love that dwells in nature. Based on the video, the key question to help you introspect with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.